Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about You and Me Forever, a great book by Francis Chan, Lisa Chan. They wrote this book about marriage, and the Lord just had them write this, and he wanted to be able to sure to give a biblical perspective to marriage. And the whole thing is that marriage is supposed to be not about one another, but it really is about how we can glorify God through our relationship. You're going to watch a video of how the Chans incorporated this in their own life with their own family. They saw themselves getting together as a way of not just serving themselves. They said, you know what, we're going to serve a greater purpose, and that's God in our marriage and in our family. Watch this.
The Bible's so clear that if there's no heaven, if there's no life after this, then we would live completely differently. So Lisa and I have been married for 20 years now, and God has taught us so much. We've just seen how when it comes to the area of marriage and parenting, we don't see people really thinking through what's the outcome of this 100 years from now, 200 years from now.
With relationships, it's very easy for them to become very inward focused. And in marriage and even in parenting, it can become so much about what's going on between the two of us and how are you meeting my needs and what are you giving me that I should have from you, rather than a real upward focus of, you know what, we're both here as children of God. We're here for him, for his purposes, for his kingdom. So that should change the way that we interact with one another. It should change our whole marriage and our whole family.
So right now we've got 5 kids, which I know some people think is just crazy, but we just love every one of them, and they're so unique, and we're already seeing God do such amazing things through each of them. After we had kids, you know, Rachel's born, and I'm just praying all the time, like, God, all I really care about is her eternal security, that she would know you and love you and live for eternity. So from day one, that's been our prayer. And it's like, okay, how can we raise her in such a way that she'll be strong?
Yes, the Indian ghost. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. They're
bending over backwards.
We can't control that, right? We can't make them love God. But what we can do, what we can be really intentional about, is giving them an authentic picture of what it means for us to follow God. And so that our children can look in on our lives and say, you know what? Mom and Dad are the real deal. They really believe that God is worth sacrificing for. The different neighborhoods we've lived in, we try to be real intentional. And that's something we started in the very beginning. My husband was very intentional, like, we're going to have people live with us all the time. It's kind of cute. The girls would eventually start inviting neighbors over for dinner, and sometimes I'd think, well, they're not going to say yes. Sure, honey, go ahead. And sure enough, he said yes, he's coming over in a few minutes. And I'm like, okay, I don't have enough food for all of us, but we're just going to eat a little bit less. And it was just so neat to see them realize that our home is open to everyone all the time. It's very cool to see the way they already have a heart for the poor.
So right now we're headed to the Tenderloin District of San Francisco. This district is about 1 square mile altogether. There are 586 low-income apartments, and 37,000 residents live inside of them. So I started working in the Tenderloin when I was 12. I went with my dad at first to the Boyd Hotel. I just watched him interact with the people and love on them. And like, there's so many stories of him just praying for people and things happening. I loved watching my mom go into her building and just how all the people, their faces would light up, and I watched that and I wanted to be a part of it.
Okay.
We had the big conference and I watched my sister Rachel just washing people's feet and the joy that came from that service. It was just amazing to see how we all grew in that kind of environment, even though it was really scary at first and took a while for us to get used to it. I know that we grew together as a family and individually in our relationships with God, the way that we viewed service and the things that we could do.
Mundane when days seem tiresome.
Hey.
A lot of what you learn about God here is what it's like to have the Spirit come and give you power to witness, give you words to say. So we've just been walking around and meeting some of the tenants and bringing groceries. It kind of starts with meeting physical needs of people that are here so that they know and can tell that you care for them. And then after a while, you eventually get to conversations. And after being here for so long, I developed a lot of good friendships here.
When I look in scripture, as far as hospitality, it's this entertaining of even strangers. And I didn't see in the scripture where we had the right to say, no, this is my house and no one comes in, you know, but to really be open and say, we've got to understand that we hold everything as the Lord's.
Soon and very soon, my King is coming, robed in righteousness, crowned with love. When I see him, I shall.
We're not interested in raising kids that are perfectly safe and protected and don't see hard things. We want them to see all of it, to know all of it, to understand that God's working and moving.
Someone needs a place to stay. We've got to let them stay here. And so the kids have just lived with all sorts of people through the years. And each time, what they've seen is, it's scary a lot of times at first and uncomfortable, but those have been our biggest joys in life. And that's the way it works in scripture. It's like, if you're willing to let go and lose your life, you're going to find it. But if you try to hold on and keep everything safe and make it right the way you think it should be, you're going to miss out on so much. You're going to lose out on life.
To the place he has prepared for me, there my sin erased.
And when we look at the world nowadays, we just feel like it's getting harder and harder to really live the way Christ wanted us to. And so for our kids, it's going to be even more difficult. And so how do we parent in such a way that prepares them for the future?
Let the one I love with unveiled face, I'll see him, and there my soul, it will be satisfied soon.
As a family, really is like a byproduct of being on a mission together. We're all serving the Lord together, and because we've been on this mission, it's like, I'm so proud of my kids.
And so that's our desire, is that they would see us living that way, that they would want to come along and be a part of what God is doing.
Amazing. That's normal. That's normal Christianity, that we have a chance and an opportunity to understand that, man, this is what God has brought us together for. Mm-hmm. You know, God didn't call us as Christians, as believers, to be a subculture to the world, but he's called us to be a counterculture, something that's outside of the everyday norm. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to follow the Lord for its, you know, I mean, the, not the Lord, the world for its guidance. We're supposed to follow the Lord. Mm-hmm. And in this book, which is, you know, basically truths they got out the Bible, right. that say that, listen, our life is not our own, that we've been purchased. Mm-hmm. By the blood of Jesus, we've been purchased. There was a price paid for us, and that we live the rest of our lives to serve God in gratitude. And today you look at marriage and you say, so many people are looking for marriage for their own purpose. What can they get out of it? And that doesn't satisfy. Ultimately, it just dissolves and it comes to an end. But when we make everything that we do about Jesus and how we can glorify him, mm-hmm. the marriage is going to be so much better. The family is going to be so much better because it's not about what each single one of us can get, but it's about how can we glorify God? What can we do while we're still on this earth to make the name of Jesus famous, to bring the light of the gospel around the world, to touch people who are hurting, and so that they can know him? There is a greater purpose for marriage, and that is so God can get all the glory. Thanks for joining me.
Don't forget about the VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.